The day of the Lord is coming. There is no evading it or escaping it. The day of the Lord is coming, and it is the end of days, the day on which all accounts will be settled, all wrongs righted, all injustices redressed. The day of the Lord is the great and terrible day which the prophets of the Old Covenant taught the children of Israel to live in expectation of, in watchful anticipation of. And the gospel reveals that that same day to which the prophets looked for Israel's deliverance is in fact the return of Christ as the judge of the living and the dead, the consummation of all things, the final and full coming of the kingdom of God. What Holy Scripture reveals is that all flesh will greet the day of the Lord with fear, but of two distinctly different types. Some will greet the day of the Lord with servile fear, while others will receive it with filial fear. Servile fear, which we see in the third servant of the master who went on a long journey, servile fear is the consequence of disordered self-love, of turning in on oneself, of grasping all that can be grasped. Servile fear comes from living for oneself and having no greater purpose than one's own wealth, honor, power, and pleasure. Servile fear on the day of the Lord will be piteous to behold. But filial fear is an entirely different thing. Filial fear is not produced by dread, but by reverence and awe. Filial fear is the disposition of children for their parents. It is this filial fear, born of reverence and awe, that Holy Scripture describes as the fear of the Lord. And we see that this morning, both in the first lesson and in the psalm. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. The fear of the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. And the book of Proverbs describes how this woman's life is ordered by the fear of the Lord. Her relationship with her husband and her children is rightly ordered and fulfilling. Not only does she work diligently to ensure the prosperity of her own family, she reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. Likewise, the psalmist sings of this fear, "Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord." Awe and reverence, filial fear, do not awaken dread. Even on the day of the Lord, filial fear instead will awaken delight and wonderment. And it is learning to live in filial fear, in reverence and awe and wonderment, that the Lord Jesus invites us every day between his resurrection and the last day. Many Christians spend years diligently searching for signs of the end times, wondering if the rapture is at hand, if Christ's return in glory is to be soon. But friends, this is a fruitless enterprise. It is contrary to the revealed word of God. Every single day, listen, every single day between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the day of the Lord is in the end times. We are now in the end times. We have always been, since the resurrection of Christ from the dead, in the end times. And if the church should last 4 billion more years, it will continue to be the end times. So instead of a fruitless search for signs that the day of the Lord is at hand, there is another approach, not only a more fruitful approach, but the one commanded by the Savior himself. After the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, Christians moved their weekly day of worship from the seventh day, the Sabbath, Saturday, to Sunday. The first day in the account of Genesis of creation, and after the resurrection, the eighth day. The first day of creation is the beginning of the created order. The eighth day is the beginning of the new creation, the life of grace to which we are invited by Christ in our baptism. In transferring the weekly day of worship from Saturday to Sunday, the church described this first day of the week as Dies Domini, the day of the Lord. Every Sunday, when we gather at the altar to celebrate the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, to be nourished by the Word of God proclaimed and explained, to receive the body and blood of the Savior as the medicine of immortality and the food of everlasting life, every Sunday we are anticipating the day of the Lord on the last day. Today is the Dies Domini, just as surely as it will be on the last day. And it is here, in divine worship, in the fellowship of the baptized, that we learn the dispositions of filial fear, reverence, awe, wonderment, delight in the things of God. If we do not want to be filled with servile fear, and who wants that? Then we prepare for the day of the Lord at this altar and every altar of the church every Sunday when we keep the Dies Domini, the day of the Lord on which it is revealed that all accounts will be settled, all wrongs will be righted, all injustices corrected, in, with, by, and for the Lord Jesus Christ.